Cinderella, scene 3, page 32, page 32.
I am Lord Fraxinello, but first, I think you need a pee.
Yes, Cinderella, you need a man, and I am that man.
Yes, and I can give you what you want.
I want you to be my woman.
No, I do not. I shave it off.
Well, I can give you security, a nice place to live, bucket loads of useless money, nice second-hand clothes, oh, and cosmetics.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Cindy?
Well, if you insist. Cindy.
Then you must call me Frax.
I am the happiest man in Brexitshire.
No, do you?
What?
No, I do not fart.
We must tell your parents the good news.
What?
But your father will be, and me, of course. His name is Scarpello. Such a handsome fellow, don't you agree? We are in love. He has a hairy chest. Oh, and have you seen the size of his...
Smile, and you have found your Cinderella, my lord. This is truly a very emotional moment. Oh, dear. Does anyone have a handkerchief?
Pull yourself together, Scarpello. Here.
Oh. Thank you, my lord.
Keep it. We must go now and give the good news to your father.
Yes, but what about your mother, my lord?
Do not worry about her. I will be there if needed.
Who are you?
I am your guardian.
Cinderella, she is like your fairy godmother. You know, like in fairy stories.
Cerebrella.
What was that? What does it mean? Are we in a children's fairy story, my lord?
Don't be silly, Scarpello.
I don't think you could call this a children's fairy story. The author will have to do another much softer version. Now go and tell your father.